Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter 13. Your Scofield Bible, page 1304. Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with verse 5, reading through verse 9. And the text verse is verse 7. We'll read the verses responsibly. As we always do, let's please stand for the reading of God's Word. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's join together on the ninth verse, please. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart is established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Let's pray. Father, we're a fortunate people. It's wonderful that we can be free, that we live in America. Our privilege is further enhanced by the fact that we have this church and that we can be members of the greatest church in the world. And further, you've given us a preacher, and we surely thank you for him. Now help us, we who have great blessing, to except the fact, too, that we have great responsibility. And chief among our responsibilities for this hour is to hear the message and to apply it to our lives. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to read for you my text tonight without your turning to it. That way I can change it any way I want to. I want you to listen to my explanation of this passage. Remember them which have the rule over you. Now, that word rule is the word guide. It means they determine where you go by guiding you or leading you. Talking about the pastor. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Now, that's talking about the pastor, of course. Whose faith follow. Now, if I'd written the Bible, I wouldn't have put that in. I've never asked anybody to follow my faith, take my word. But as the Bible says, whose faith follow. Let me say it again. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I could call my message tonight, Considering the End. What it's saying is this. Check out the people who follow the preacher's advice and those who haven't and see how they ended up. That's what it's saying. In no uncertain terms, what it's saying. I have never asked anybody to let me decide what they do. I have asked you, not for my sake, but for yours, let me decide what you don't do. I've been in this business a long time. I've pastored more people than any man who's ever lived, possibly with the exception of the New Testament church in Jerusalem. But any man in the history of America, I promise you, I've counseled with more people than any preacher in the history of our country. I know how things turn out. And that's all my counseling is. I simply take a poll as folks that go down this road where they turn out, folks go this road where they turn out, advise you to go down the road where it turns out best. That's all I do. But it said, considering the end of their conversation. You say, are you God? No, I'm not God. Neither is your doctor God, but you follow his advice because he knows more about medicine than you do. Your lawyer is not God, but you follow his advice because he knows more about law than you do. And I'm not God, but I've counseled with more people than you have and seen how it turns out. And because of that, just as your doctor will be right, not right all the time, but more times than you will, And your lawyer will not be right all the time, but more times than you will. And I will not be right all the time, but more times than you will, considering decisions and so forth. It said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And tonight, I could call my message considering the end. I'm calling it, I love them biscuits. And I think you'll understand in a few minutes when the fellows come out to serve you. Now let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I want to be a blessing tonight. That's all I want. That's all I ever ask. In all these 50 years of preaching, I've never asked you to help me preach a good sermon. But I sure would like to be used of you to salvage some lives tonight. I pray you'd help me to do so, please. Or shall I say, salvage them through me and make me a conduit through which conviction can flow and truth can flow, propriety can flow, and right can flow, please. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm building the entire sermon tonight around a story that I have not used in a long time, and a story that you old-timers have heard on occasion. I used to use it in a sermon I preached around the country a great deal. It's been a long time since I've used it, but I'm going to build this sermon around that story. It's probably been 30 years ago. Brother Lester Roloff and I were together in a Bible conference at the Normandy Baptist Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Roloff and I were together, and they'd set a big tent up beside the church on the parking lot. And Brother Roloff and I were the only speakers there that week for this big conference under this 2,000-seat tent. After the service on Monday night, I decided to stay at the church, the tent, and pray a while. Brother Roloff went back to the room so he could drink his carrot juice. I stayed in the tent. Brother Roloff went back to the room. And it turned all the lights out except one little light that they kept on all night up in the top of the tent. The light bulb just kept on to provide some light. And I was at the altar praying for God to bless the meeting. Had no idea anybody was anywhere near. It must have been 10:30, 11 o'clock. And all of a sudden, I felt a hand on my shoulder. I looked up, and there was an older preacher. At that time, he seemed very old. Right now, he seems young. But there was an older preacher. He was a short fellow, white-haired. And he asked me, in a trembling voice of a man that obviously had preached for years, he said, "Brother Hiles, can I pray with you?" And I said, "Why, of course." He knelt beside me, and I being younger than two, asked him to lead in prayer first. And this was about the prayer, nearly word for word. "Dear Lord, I hate baking powder." I'd never heard anybody pray that before. Now, I, too, hate baking powder, but I never had heard anybody just start a prayer that way. I missed that in college on a course on prayer. And then he went on to go like this. "I hate baking powder." He continued his prayer, and he said, "Dear Lord, I hate shortening." Well, I've never buttered my toast with shortening either, but I hate, used to call it lard years ago. "I hate shortening. I hate shortening." By that time, I was concerned about his sanity, so I began to look up. I was afraid he might be violent. The old man continued to pray. "Dear Lord, I hate salt. I hate salt. Dear Lord, I hate flour. I hate flour." And then a big smile came across his face, and he said, "But put them all together, dear Lord, the shortening, salt, flour, and the baking powder. Mix them all up and put them in the oven and cook them, and I sure do like hot biscuits." Now, to my text, considering the end. Before you criticize a person's way of life, you better check the biscuits. You may not like the recipe, But you better check and see what the biscuits taste like. I remember what that word remembering. It means viewing the end. It says remembering the end. It says you little smart alecks that know more than your mom and dad do, and more than the preacher does, and more than your teacher does. You little smart alecks, you better check and see how other previous smart alecks turned out, considering the end. That's what he's saying. He's saying don't travel down any road till you find out where the road's going. Remember, view, study, investigate, research to see how it turns out. Now let me just put that down on the bottom shelf where you can reach it. Before you become a rock music lover, you had better consider the end of the life of your King Elvis. You better consider the end of the rock music lovers. Now, if you check the rock music lovers and the rock music crowd and find out that the end of their lives are happy and it turns out great and they have happy marriages and happy homes and all that, then maybe you ought to go to the rock music crowd. But if you check that rock music crowd and find out that they end up committing suicide, you might better go another route, considering the end. Before you start eating the recipe, you better check the biscuits. And that's what the old man was saying. He was saying, I love hot biscuits. I do not love any. By the way, let me say this. The recipe of sin is more fun than the recipe of righteousness. We can't compare with Las Vegas except the end. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, the Bible says, on two occasions. But the end thereof are the ways of death. The wages of sin still is death. Sin, when it's finished, still bringeth forth death. Now, the honest, simple truth is, before you decide what life you're going to live, you better check and see the end of it, considering the end. Before you decide to become a Hollywood lover and a follower of the whores and harlots and whoremongers and queers in Hollywood, you better check and see how Marilyn Monroe turned out. You better consider the end. Now, we can't compare with Hollywood as far as the recipe is concerned, but brother, when the biscuits come out of the oven, we can beat them hands down. I'm saying consider the end. How about them biscuits? That's all that matters. How about the biscuits? When you're cooking biscuits, you're not interested in what's in the recipe. You understand how the biscuits turn out. And there's one thing where the world cannot match us, and that is when the biscuits are turned out. That means before you decide to go the dope and liquor crowd, you better see how these mission men got there. You better check with those folks that sit up here on Sunday morning, the street people, and see what got them there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me. What's preached from this pulpit will make better biscuits than what Hollywood has. And what's preached from this pulpit will make better biscuits than what the rock music crowd has. Before you decide to go become a gay rights activist, you better check and see how Liberace turned out. You better check and see how Alan Ladd turned out. You might better go to the hospitals and check about the queers that have AIDS. Now you listen to me. I am not asking you to choose anything that's not for your best. But you're sitting there eating the recipe and the biscuits are going to be hard and cold and no good and have poison in them. You better take God's recipe and realize that the proof of the pudding is in the eating and the proof of a life is how does it turn out? Consider the end. Before you decide to become a pleasure lover, and before you decide to run off from home and leave mama's teaching and leave dad's teaching, and before you decide to turn your back on Brother Howell's preaching, and before you decide to turn your back on the teaching of Hammond Baptist Schools, you smart aleck punks, you might better check and see what kind of biscuits it turns out. In fact, you might ought to check your prodigal son and see what happened to him. He went your round a long time ago. Oh, the ingredients are tasty, but how about the biscuits? Interesting thing about it. The world wants our biscuits, but not our ingredients.
They say, I don't like loud preaching. But I ask you a question, how about our young people we turn out? Why is it that the companies in this area want to hire First Baptist Church people? And why is it you'll find ads in the paper on occasion want to hire a Baptist? And they don't mean American Baptist or Southern Baptist. They're just being nice and saying we want to hire somebody goes to First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. I'll tell you why. Because our biscuits taste better than the other biscuits taste. I don't love loud preaching, but how about the biscuits? I don't like your soul winning, all that zealous soul winning. Okay, but how about the biscuits? I don't like all these buses you run around the country, but how about the biscuits? Hey, I know what you do. You take our bus kids and compare them to the crowd that's over in the public school system, and compare the bus kids that are still in the ghetto, and brother, I'll guarantee you, you employers would hire our kids 10-1 over those kids there. Now, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, and I'd like to say to the old world tonight, trot out your biscuits. Let's see the end. Consider the end. And young people, in God's name, before you choose the kind of life you're going to live, you go out there and see how it turns out, and then you come back over here, and you say, I want to go where it turns out like it ought to turn out. Considering the end. Well, I don't like the way your ladies dress. I don't like it because your lady is not supposed to wear pants. But how about the biscuits? Well, I don't like it because the ladies, you preach against the ladies wearing shorts. As long as this voice can hold out, as long as these legs can carry me to this pulpit, as long as these arms can fling, I'll preach that women ought to wear modest length dresses, and men wear pants, and ladies wear dresses, and ladies should not expose their thighs, or men for that matter either, in public. I'm saying put your nice dress on and cover up your thighs. I'm saying cover, but don't just put your dress down to here and have a slit up to here. I'm saying cover, but you say, preacher, I don't agree with that, but do you agree with the biscuits? Well, I don't like you stand on men's hair. Well, how about the biscuits? The old preacher didn't like shortening. But shortening is necessary, I guess it is, for biscuits. The old preacher didn't like to eat flour, but flour is necessary for biscuits. And listen, the character we teach here and the standards we have and the convictions we have and the Bible we have are necessary for character in America again. Well, I don't believe in spanking children, but how about the biscuits? I dare you to put your non-spank kids up above against our spank kids and see who turns out better. How about the biscuits? You see, you don't like our ingredients, but you love them biscuits. Well, you're not going to have, sweetheart, you're not going to have them biscuits without them ingredients. Well, I don't like your dating rules. Very idea. Boys and girls can't kiss each other. Can't hold hands. I'll put our non-holding hands, non-kissing kids up beside your necking kids on Lover's Lane. Let's check the biscuits. Trot out your biscuits. Let's see your product. I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to get the right product until you put the right ingredients in. Oh, they say, I don't like your yes, sir, and no, sir. I was with Cindy one day. We were at a business place. And she said, yes, sir. And then she said, no, sir. And the fellow said, you don't have to say that to me. I said, yes, she does. He said, I don't like that. I said, okay, you like it or not, I decide whether she says yes, sir, or no, sir. This generation of kids that will say to their senior citizens and older people, yeah, and no. Well, you say, I like that better, but how about your biscuits? Check and see how they turn out. Just look and see. Take our yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am kids and put them up beside your yeah and no kids and see how they turn out. Well, I don't like your discipline, but you like the biscuits. Now, you listen carefully. You're not going to turn out a generation in America that's decent to get some discipline back. I'm talking about discipline in the home. I'm talking about discipline in this church. And by the way, one of these days you better get on your knees and thank God you got a preacher that says, "You young folks, listen to me. You know what I've got to say." If we don't get discipline back, this country's gone. You say, "I don't like that." Well, how about your biscuits? Let's taste your young people, you turn out. Let's see them. Show us your public school products. Show us your secular university products. Show them to us. Show us your products that don't believe the King James Bible. Show us your... Let's taste your biscuit, brother. We'll put up our little biscuits against anybody in the world. But I don't like your narrow-mindedness. I don't like your cracked skull either. But how you like our biscuits? I don't like the King James Bible position, but how do you like our biscuits? I don't like the informal church services, but how do you like our biscuits? I don't like your fundamentalism, but how do you like our biscuits? I don't like your ecclesiastical separation. You don't even join or cooperate in the Easter sunrise service or the Union Thanksgiving service. I don't like that, but how do you like our biscuits? How do you like what we turn out? How do you like our product? Listen to me. When I was in the World War II, I was with the meanest, toughest guys in the world. I mean, paratroopers. Rugged men, tough guys. Wicked, vile, godless. I never met a man that wanted a woman who lived like he lived. I recall a young man Mrs. Howes used to date. Said to her one time, so I hear. Said to her one time, "I'd like to date somebody else and marry somebody like you." They come to our church looking for our girls. You keep your dirty hands off of our girls. Don't you go around and rub on every old gal in the city, then come and take one of our little flowers. Don't you do it. And young ladies, when they come, don't you listen to what they have to say. They're experienced guys who have a line, and they'll tell you stuff that'll lead you. But check and see the end. Considering the end, check their biscuits. Well, I don't like your stand on mixed swimming, but how do you like our biscuits? I don't like your stand against rock music, but how do you like our biscuits? I don't like your stand against Hollywood, but how do you like our biscuits? See, the world wants our biscuits. The government wants our biscuits. And the truth is, the government wants the product we turn out. They're just not willing to admit that God knows more than they do. The government wants our biscuits. The world wants our biscuits. Industry wants our biscuits. Young men want to marry our biscuits. I never heard a woman called a biscuit before. The courts want our biscuits. But they don't want our ingredients. But you're not going to have our biscuits until you put our ingredients in. Consider the end. I challenge you tonight. Go to the workforce and see whom they hire. Go to the workforce. You take a young person that's been in our nursery, our beginner department, our Hammond Baptist grade school, kindergarten, K-4, K-5, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grades, Hammond Baptist Junior High School, seventh and eighth grades, Hammond Baptist High School, 9, 10, 11, 12. You send them to Howells Anderson College. Let them get a degree from Howells Anderson College. I'll put your little worldlings up that wore their shorts to school. And your little worldlings up that had no discipline and held the hostage, the principal hostage, and lived in a godless society where policemen, armed policemen, had to walk down the hallways of a public school system. Let me tell you something. Put your crowd up. Let's see. Not the ingredients. Let's see what the business. Get your life. I challenge you. Go to the courtrooms. By the way, let me say this. I don't understand this. Brother Sally, you know this is true. They want our boys. Then why don't these businessmen, if they want our product, why don't they join our churches? They'll stay in some Catholic church with some pacifist minister or some liberal Episcopalian or Lutheran church or some church that doesn't believe the King James Bible, they'll stay there because they don't want to pay the price it takes to turn kids out right. I'm sick and tired of folks looking down on fundamentalists. Bless God, if you want to hire a kind, why don't you join up with our kind? Go to the courtrooms. Tell me why judges and lawyers say to me, we have less percentage-wise by far of First Baptist Church young people in our courts than any other group. They, judges and lawyers say to me, we seldom see a Hiles Anderson College student in court. We seldom see a Hammond Baptist High School student in court. And yet you go down to the average courtroom. Brother Randy Erickson told me he went to court the other day. Not because he got caught. He went to court to represent our church about these vendors that are causing traffic troubles here. He described a young man that went before the bench. He had no shirt on, no undershirt on, nothing but a pair of shorts. If that judge had any guts, he'd say to that guy, get out of this courtroom. You can come back here dressed decently. I challenge you judges. I challenge you lawyers. Trot out the young people that grow up in your churches. You lack the fact that First Baptist Church kids have some character and discipline, and we are the least arrested young people in America. You lack that. Then judges, come and join our church. Lawyers, come and join our church. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the worldly way of rearing kids is not going to work. We've got to get back to God's way. Check the biscuits. Go to the landlords. Tell me why the landlords are sometimes put in the newspaper, want Baptist couple. Okay, the same landlords that want Baptist couple, why don't you join a church that turns out people you want? I'm a little tired of these politicians trotting in here. I'm glad to have them because I like to preach to them. But I'm a little tired of them telling me you got the best kids in the whole area. Well, then why don't you come down here to the factories turning them out? You stick out there with some worldly preacher, doesn't even believe the Bible's the Word of God. I'm saying check our biscuits, ladies and gentlemen. Check the biscuits. Consider the end, how it turns out. Boy, this is good. Go to telemarketing companies. They want our Hiles Anderson girls. You know why? Because they make more sales. I wonder why the executives then don't come to First Baptist Church. I'll tell you what. We love to go to restaurants. We like Cracker Barrel. You know why we like Cracker Barrel? Because we like the sign outside. We like the music they play. You know why we like Cracker Barrel? We love those turnip greens. We love those green beans seasoned with grease. The kind that make you live 10 years shorter but make you enjoy it more while you're alive. We enjoy that cornbread. We enjoy that chicken fried steak. And that chicken fried chicken. We enjoy it. We go because of what the product is. Why don't you choose an old-fashioned church that turns out the product that you want? Check and see who has the most illegitimate babies. Check and see who turns out the most addicts. Check and see. I'll promise you, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be 100 times more addicts turned out by the worldly schools and by the worldly churches than there will by the old-time religion folks. I love them biscuits. Check the number of drunks that come out of First Baptist Church, Hammond. We don't make them, we cure them. I dare you. Check. Hey, you Hiles Anderson students, go out and go down to the end and check and see how the dropouts turn out. You decide whether or not you're going to come back next semester. Before you do, why don't you trot down there and see how the dropouts turn out. I'll promise you, ladies and gentlemen, those that stay in college have 10 times more chances of being happy and having lives that are fulfilled than those cowards that drop out and yell about us and turn back and go home. I'm saying before you decide to drop out, check the biscuits. How dare you? Check the number. Now, I'm going to make somebody mad here. But I'm going to say it because I love you. If it makes you mad, you'll have to get mad. Check and see. Now, listen carefully. Check and see the way it turns out for those that transfer from Hammond Baptist High School to the public schools. Hey, parents. Before you get a little huffy at Mr. Boyd or something you don't like about Hammond Baptist School, you better stop and check and see how those kids turned out that transferred from Hammond Baptist School to the public school. I'm saying, what you do is this. Look down there toward the end and run down there and see how they turn out. Don't just let the fact that you got your feelings hurt cause you to do something stupid. I'm saying, see how they turn out. I'll guarantee you, those kids that stick with Hammond Baptist Schools, they're not perfect, but I'll guarantee you, 10-1, they'll turn out better than those kids you transfer to public school. How dare you? Check the number of young people that take the preacher's advice. Well, the house is not always right. No, he's not, but a double dog dare you to check the end of those young people that took my advice. I'm not interested in having my way. I'm interested in the biscuits. And I've seen for 50 years, I said 50 years, I've seen young people who live and stayed and took the advice of their preacher and their godly parents and their Christian principals and Christian school teachers. I've seen how they've turned out. And parents, you got a lick of sense. You'll go down and check the end. Don't say this is what I think. Find out how they turned out. Check the biscuits. Check the percentage of young people. Follow me carefully. I'll make you mad again. If this doesn't work, I'll try the next point. If this is going to crucify me, get the cross all made and get the nails ready. This is my last stanza. I'm going to sing last song. I'm going to sing all 4 stanzas of it. You check and see how the young people turn out whose parents leave fundamental churches. Well, you say, I just don't see it. Then go down there and look at it. Go down in the end before you say, well, I'm sick and tired of all these long invitations, these loud sermons of beating the pulpit. I'm saying check the biscuits before you leave. Check and see how Hiles Anderson rebels turn out. You who think you're smart enough to criticize. You whose only right to having some influence is to get you a little group of people, listen to me, so you can criticize Hiles Anderson College. Now, El Punko, El Punkette, before you decide to join that little crowd of rebels, you better go down there and see how those rebels have turned out. Show me one of them that pastors a great church. Show me one of them who's a great missionary. Show me a bunch of critical quitters who turned out. Show me. I'll guarantee you, if ever one you'll show me, I'll show you 100 that stayed and was loyal and how they turned out. Check the disgruntled church members and see how they turned out. You think it's smart to criticize the church. And your only right to notoriety is to criticize somebody that has notoriety. Your only right to authority is to criticize somebody that has authority. Check and see how the disgruntled church members turn out. Go down there and look and see how they turn out. Check the biscuits. Check the world of kids in that man's class right there of Hammond Baptist High School. Check and see how the worldly kid. And by the way, it's getting to a place where some of you folks shouldn't even go to these reunions, class reunions. I'm sick and tired of folks that we gave our lives for and built those buildings for and sacrificed to keep those buildings open, going around the country and going and flaunting our convictions and standards and coming back to the reunion not having enough decency to dress like they ought to dress and they wear their hair like they ought to wear their hair. I'm telling you, let the wicked, rebellious crowd come back and have their own class reunion. Every time I go to a basketball game, I see one of our young men, pardon me, males, graduates, likes to come back and show us he can wear his long hair now. Shoot. Fooey. Poppycock. Show me. Look at that young man right there. And check the ones that rebel while he's in high school, rebel while they're in his class. Check the biscuits. Come on, commercials. You show the beginning, show the end. Come on. Come on, Hollywood. You get all your converts to your dirty society by showing the beginning. Now show them the grave of Marilyn Monroe. Show them the end of your Liberace. Show them how Alan Ladd turned out. Show them how Elvis Presley turned. Come on, you commercials. Be honest. You're stealing our kids and destroying our kids with your dirty lies. That's nothing more than fraud. Show the end. Come on, gentlemen's club. Show the end. Show where these young females that show their body down here, less than a block from where I stand right now. Show me the females that you had in places like that 30 years ago and let's see what they're doing. Considering the end. Show me the end, liberals. You've shown me the beginning. Show me the end, rock music culture. You only show the beginning. Show me the end, playboy. You've only shown the beginning. Show me the end, talk shows. You've only shown the beginning. Show me the end, liquor ads. You've only showed the beginning. Show me the end, HBO. Show me the end, CBS. Show me the end, NBC. Show me the end, ABC. Be honest. Show the whole story. Don't steal our kids, their decency, and their future because of your pictures, how it starts. Go down there to the end and show them the death and show them the car wrecks and show them the broken lives and show them the broken homes and show them exactly how that crowd turns out. Let me show you what I'm saying. Here's my preaching. For 50 years, I've been watching people go down both roads. And all I've done is come to you and tell you what the end is. I tell you what kind of biscuits they turn out. Let's say that this road here is the pleasure road, Hollywood road, rock music road, soap opera road, narcotics road, smoking road. I simply have walked down that road and seen people walk down that road, and I've watched them. And I've watched them as they kept on going and kept on going and kept on going. But just as that door there hides what's inside there, the devil hides the end of his way, of his product. So I've gone inside that door to see what's there. I investigate and see what's there. And I stop and I say, hey kids, there's death out here. There's broken hearts out here. Broken lives out here. Broken homes out here. Broken dreams out here. Broken air castles. Hey kids, don't come this way. The end is destruction. The end is misery. The end is death. Hey kids, don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to his advertisements. That's what I'm doing. Then I've gone down the other road. And I've checked to see how our graduates turn out that are faithful, obedient, then leave that book. Go to teenage soul winning. Go to the activities. Don't get a pile of demerits in high school. Don't think they're smarter than mom and dad. They're obedient. I'll check to see the road that they've traveled. I check to see the end. And it doesn't matter how much fun the road is, where is it going? I check to see the end. See what's here. Hey, kids, there's joy here. There's happiness here. Happy homes, happy lives. Wonderful, wonderful end. Hey, kids, listen to me, kids. I've been preaching 50 years. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen folks travel that road, and never one time has anybody ever come back to testify how blessed it is. I've seen folks travel that road, and I've seen tens of thousands come back to say, bless God, I listened to what you had to say. I see, you can't go that road and end up over there. And you can't go that road and end up over there. Now, if you want to have biscuits, you're going to have a few things that don't taste good. Like a spanking. Like rebuking. Like discipline. Like decent dress. You're not gonna live traveling that road and end up over there. Now you listen, all I ask you to do is check it out. Check it out, kids. Check the crowd that's lived. Check that out. Check that young man out. Check him out. He's too old. Don't check him out. Check him out. Then trot the folks out who are rebels. Trot the liberal crowd out. Listen, the liberal crowd tonight, the liberal churches can't find preachers. That's why they're turning to women. Women pastors. You say, Brother Hiles, are you against women pastors? No more than I'm against those queers that are pastoring wear pants. The crowd of people have women preachers. They've had them all the time. They just had beards. You've heard me do this before years ago. Here's one of these liberal preachers like Robert Shuler. He comes in on Sunday morning. He opens the door.